Holy Gospel this day is reading from the book of St. John in the 3rd chapter.
And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. I want to start this morning with an example that I got sent from a colleague of mine this past week in an email. He'd had to go to court as part of a character witness for this man who was suing a trucking company. What had happened was there'd been an accident at a crossroad. This semi had been coming along, had missed the stop sign, barreled straight through, and knocked him and his truck off the road. Now, in the back of his truck, being the good farmer he was his donkey, his favorite donkey that he'd just taken to the vet. And the donkey's lying in one ditch, moaning and groaning, and he's lying in the other ditch, not saying much at the moment. Well, the case comes to court, and the lawyer for the trucking company says, "Well, did you not tell the officer that you were just fine?" And he said, "Well, you know, it went like this. Let me describe it for you." And he got into it a little bit, and the lawyer said, No. "Yes or no? Did you not tell the officer you were just fine?" And he said, "Well, now you see, it went like this." This went on 3 times, and finally the lawyer turned to the judge and said, "Your Honor, would you instruct this man to answer the question?" Well, by this point, the judge is intrigued, and she says, "No, I want to hear him. Let's hear what he's got to say." And he said, "Well, you see, once I'd kind of come to and gathered myself, I noticed that the officer had gotten out of his cruiser. He walked over, he hears the donkey in one ditch moaning and groaning and carrying on, and he said he did what everybody's supposed to do. He shot him. He said now what he does is with his pistol still in his hand, he walks back across the road over to me. He looks down at me and he says, 'How you doing?'" The judge decided for the farmer, by the way. In that case, good and evil, right and wrong. This is what we are about today in this, and about how it goes. The people of Israel have this wonderful God, this marvelous God who wants to care for them, to love them, to give them directions, to make their life go better. And they will not stop whining. They've been whining since Exodus chapter 16. "We don't like the food. We don't like the protein. We don't like the water." Now we're in 17. "We don't like the water." God keeps saying, "Fine, I'll fix it. No problem." And that keeps happening. Well, the people of the Lord don't give up. Now they're wandering out in the desert in Numbers 21. And lo and behold, we're whining some more. We just don't like it. What have you done to us, Moses? And God says, enough. I've heard enough of your griping and whining and complaining. And they get bit. They get snake bit. And then they go, all right, we messed up. And then in repentance, God hears them carefully and says, all right, we're going to fix this. And what you have, fancy term, is half a caduceus. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with a caduceus, you see it regularly. It's on all the medical stuff. It's that pole with two snakes on it. That's how old that symbol is. It's very old. But it has to do with healing and restoration, and this is where it comes from. And Jesus says, now look, pay attention. The problem I have is a lot of my friends, they lean on 16 and they forget to tell the folks 17. Because 17 is the rest of the equation. It's for all of us. It's for everybody. We got to go spread the word because the whole world needs to know that light and salvation and love and care have walked in. And sometimes you really got to lean into that because you never know where darkness is going to show up. I had somebody say to me this morning these famous words, boy, you're having vehicle trouble, aren't you? And I said, absolutely. See, darkness showed up yesterday morning at our house when it was still dark and we were on older time. Showed up just after 6:30 in the morning. And I didn't know this until I'd gone out. And I'm going to go get a few groceries so that we can do more of breakfast. I go to hop in the vehicle. There's glass on the passenger seat. There's glass all over the back seat. And then I notice the place is a little air conditioned. Well, somebody's taken out the window. And I'm looking around and I'm going, oh, this is not good. Well, it wasn't. They'd completely broken out the back passenger window on the side. And they'd stolen three items only, because that's all they could find. They stole one of my winter coats, which is not great at this time of the year. They stole a tripod and the case it was in that belonged to our son. So now we got to call the police. Now we got to wait for them to show up now, and you can hear it start in again. And in the meantime, I called. And I won't tell you the first words that the guy at the rental agency said, because it's a rental car, because of our previous accident. Those I won't repeat in church. They were not polite. And he said, oh, geez, you better get in here. And I said, how late are you open? He said, noon. I said, no, I got to wait for the cops. He said, I'll see you tomorrow. That's how it goes. But you see, darkness can show up in any place at any time in our lives. God says, no. When that happens, remember whose you are. Remember where you are. Remember what you are, and come stand in the light and you'll get help. The officer who showed up, it was marvelous. She even did something strange. She asked me what I did for a living. So I told her, and I actually got one of EPS to smile. Well, that's a first. Some of the cops, never mind. That's another story. But she smiled, and she said, hey, you never know, do you? And I went, no, you don't. She said, well, listen, try and have a gentle rest of the day. God says, you never know when darkness will occur. But remember, I am the light. Jesus is the light. Stand in the light. Amen.